Five of Atlanta's most recognizable and prolific dancers have started their own dance company. The dancers are John Welker, Tara Lee, Christian Clark, Rachel Van Buskirk, and Heath Gill. And together they are Terminus Modern Ballet Theater. The five dancers were all recently either retired or had resigned from or were let go by the Atlanta Ballet. I have Terminus Modern Ballet Theater director and former principal male dancer with the Atlanta Ballet, John Welker, in studio with me now. John, welcome to City Lights.
Lois, it's such a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Oh, a delight to have you here. Now, in print media stories I've read about this, you have clearly noted that creating this ensemble was not simply a reaction to changes at the Atlanta Ballet. Why did you decide to form a dance company now?
Well, it's as most people know in Atlanta now, Atlanta Ballet is going through a big transition. These last few years that kind of went underway when John McFall announced his resignation at the beginning of the 2015-2016 season. And so there's been tremendous changes afoot. And the dancers lie at the center of that organization, so it's been felt deeply, this very transition. So there's been a lot of conversation about, what next? So there's a lot of interlooking that kind of formed to this moment where brought the five of us together in the realization that, if this was the moment we were to do something that was an original voice and collective voice of what we wanted to see as far as dance in this community, this was the moment and this was the opportunity to seize.
It's a very positive outlook. It's very forward-looking, forward-thinking. There must have been some disappointment because you were the heir apparent, weren't you?
Well, thank you. John McFall was definitely grooming me for the position.
Small praise, we should add.
Yeah, coming from him, that's a huge thing and nothing that I took very lightly. So, I prepared myself for that position. I founded Wabi Sabi in 2010. I made the choice to go to school and study my degree in dance at Kennesaw State, which I just finished. Yay.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah. So I was very invested in the company. I spent the majority of my career there and my best years there with that company. And I love that company. I love it to this day. It was a hard moment for me to take, and it took some looking to kind of figure out my new way, my new path.
And I read you're even going for an executive MBA, or at least had considered that too.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, that reminds me, I need to reach back to them because they congratulated me on this news and they said, does this affect your decision to come to school? So I need to get back to them, but no, it does not. I am definitely going to do the EMBA program at Kennesaw State. So
you're a busy guy.
I try to be. Yes, it's my hobby.
Yeah, and with a four-year-old to boot.
Yeah.
What did you learn from the Atlanta Ballet's search for a new artistic director?
What it really allowed me, it was a great opportunity, I have much gratitude towards that, is that it allowed me to figure out for myself what kind of leader I wanted to be and had to search why am I willing and want to be in this position? What are my motives for that, What came out of it was this realization that my passion beyond dancing on the stage is to provide opportunities to others. And that's, that runs a common thread through my whole life in a way, because that was really the impetus of which I started Wabi Sabi, to allow the dancers to have a chance to perform throughout the year and throughout the summer.
For people who may not be familiar with Wabi Sabi, would you take us through it again?
Sure. Yeah, it was a chance for the Atlanta Ballet to kind of reach out beyond its walls to the community and to introduce new people to the art form, and to present it in a way that was very accessible, and also give the opportunity not only just to the dancers but to choreographers, young choreographers who really were looking for that opportunity to work with high performing professional dancers that is so rare in our industry. It provided so many different pathways of opportunity for so many different people.
And yet, this is not something Atlanta Ballet chose to continue.
Sure, yeah. I mean, they just recently announced their formation of the Atlanta Ballet too, which will, you know, have aspects of Wabi Sabi, of going out into the community. They made the decision to kind of discontinue the Wabi Sabi as a program, and kind of move in this new direction.
Please explain what distinguishes modern ballet from traditional and then avant-garde or modern dance.
Yeah, it's a conversation I like to have with people all the time, because they ask, you know, I'm really interested in what you do as a classical ballet dancer, but can you tell me about it?
Is it all about the shoes, John?
Yeah, and I don't get to wear them, you know, the point shoes, which thankfully I don't have to do as a male. But it's a very good question. Classical ballet is very much rooted in the royal courts of Europe, and kind of came about as a dance form through the Renaissance, which was really kind of codified and professionalized in France at the, you know, late 17th century. So there's a very stylized art form to it, and with a very strong and great tradition.
And
some
of those words continue. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
You still talk about a pas de deux, mm-hmm. arabesque.
Yeah.
And the French influence has endured.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the whole wordage system of what we use to call all the steps in ballet are very much codified in French. While I don't know any French, I know a lot of ballet terms. But modern as a dance art form was really kind of a revolt, a rebellion against the more stylized and traditional aspects of concert dance and what ballet came to be known. And that happened, you know, around the turn of the 20th century with artists like Martha Graham, who came up with her own style and technique, and other pioneers like Catherine Dunham and Rue Saint Denis and Ted Shawn. They all have their very very recognizable, with at least within the industry, delineations and distinct characteristics from each other.
Where does Agnes de Mille fit in?
Agnes de Mille, yes, she was, as we all know, the daughter of Cecil B. de Mille, the great
niece, I think.
Is that the niece?
No,
oh, thank you. Yeah, she fits in around the time of Martha Graham, and she also kind of put her own stamp on modern dance through her own unique voice, and also was very adamant about bringing respect to that art form, you know, because really it kind of the modern dance really laid outside of the popular dance form that really was classical dance at the time. So she did a lot to kind of, in a way, codify choreography, if I may.
Yes,
you know?
And wonderful writer.
Yeah, too. Absolutely. Yeah.
So you've taken us through classical and modern. Would the next category be avant-garde? What would you call it?
Yeah, avant-garde has always existed. You know, there's really... it really is hard to attach it to any sort of movement within the dance field. You know, I think it's its closest relation. And, you know, you could look at the Dada movement of the 1920s, you know, and really an art for art's sake genre. And it's really, as you know, choreographers like to do it also as a stamp of independence. Like, don't put me in a box. This is my unique voice that I want to speak with, and I don't want to be held to those strictures. Avant-garde is a very well and live today, and even in this town, you know, for anyone who is familiar with the dance scene here.
Where does Terminus fit in?
Contemporary.
Okay, so contemporary is farther along than modern, but not necessarily avant-garde for the sake of shock.
Yeah. I mean, if I may, you know, if you think about, you know, the history of dance and what its aesthetic is on stage when you look at it, if you can look at it in the point that, you know, ballet is very much its head in the clouds. It's very aspirational and idyllic, which is all wonderful. And modern is very grounded in the gritty realities of almost daily life. They want to bring this into a relevance of daily life. And you can think of contemporary as that gray area in between those two extremes of each other. You know, if people kind of get bogged down when they try to pinpoint what is contemporary dance, who knows? Who knows?
Well,
it's still
It sounds like there's more freedom.
Yeah, absolutely.
You're not bound by a category.
Absolutely, yes.
So what have you applied from your mentor, John McFall, who left the Atlanta Ballet? What have you taken from John's philosophy to this new company?
Wow, yeah, good question. You know, for people who know, John and I have been, we've known each other for a long time. He's known me since I began ballet when I was 11. So in no small part did he serve as a huge figure for me in my professional development and as a human being. So it goes, it ranges very far. You know, it's a very deep and personal attachment. You know, the biggest thing, if I could pinpoint it down and narrow it down to something, it would be that, you know, while it is a privilege to practice dance as a way of life and a mode of living, it should not be a privilege to enjoy dance and ballet and to have access to opportunity through dance.
I know you feel very strongly that ballet is not exclusive, and this touches upon that notion. But it's difficult to be more inclusive when, you know, you have to charge.
Yeah, absolutely.
Dancers must eat.
Yep.
And is there any blueprint or example you can follow so that you can be accessible to a wider group of people, but still earn enough money to live?
Boy, I wish there was a blueprint. That is the question of the day. You know, if anyone knows, please tell me. We're figuring that out as we go. But yes, you know, we're all very part of why we kind of decided to appear to the public like this, because it allowed us time to really create the backbone of this organization, that we could make a living off of this and earn the necessary income it takes to do this as our primary job.
And this involved some partnerships.
Oh, absolutely, yes.
Tell us about those.
Yes.
I mean, you were back and forth.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
There was a bidding war for you. Sort of,
right. Yes, I am so proud of these partnerships. These are really wonderful, and I can speak for the rest of the dancers when I say we're so excited to have these partners. The first partnership that we were able to have was one with the Westside Cultural Arts Center, which lies in West Midtown. It's really this wonderful place. It's an event space and art gallery that desires to be a cultural gathering point in West Midtown. And that will be our home to start and kick off our inaugural show and to rehearse and to create work there. And then Serenbe comes in. Like, what is not to love about Serenbe? and they came in about a month ago, and there was just so many avenues of alignment that the question became not should we do this, is like, how quickly can we do this? Because it was just such a meeting of common interests and missions.
And I was elated for you
that
Serenbe is even offering health benefits.
You know, they have access to all the admin stuff that many young and smaller dance companies have such a hard time doing. You know, what happens usually, one of the pitfalls is that the dancers, the artists themselves, are stuck doing this work. And it takes away from the creative product and what they are able to put into it, you know. So this is huge for us that they're able to give us that sort of administrative backbone for this organization.
It really feels like a very happy ending to what must have been an extremely stressful period.
Yes, you know, you know, I had the window open this morning, it was raining and birds were singing. You know, birds still sing in the rain, why can't we?
What are your hopes for Terminus?
You know, one of the things I really kind of wanted to put at the forefront of our organization is our love for the city, and that while we have big aspirations and dreams to be a nationally and internationally recognized company, that it was known through our name that Atlanta was our home and our roots belong here. And so that was very, very important from the get-go. So we wanted to honor this city that has given us so many opportunity.
Well, a lot of people are very glad you decided to stay. John Welker is the director of the brand new Terminus Modern Ballet Theater. Their inaugural performances are scheduled for the weekend of October 13th at the Westside Cultural Arts Center. John, congratulations and best of luck to all of you.
Lois, it's been great fun. Thank you so much for
having
me.
Thank you.